Two boys are playing football in a vacant lot when one of the boys is attacked by a rabid pit bull. Thinking quickly, the first boy rips a board off a nearby fence, wedges it down the dog's collar, twists, breaking the dog's neck and killing him instantly. A reporter who happens to be strolling nearby sees the incident and rushes over to interview the boy. "That was the most incredible act of bravery I've ever seen," the reporter exclaims. He whips out his notebook and furiously scribbles the headline, "Young Bama fan saves friend from vicious animal." The little hero sees this and says, "But sir, I'm not a Bama fan. I'm an Auburn fan." The reporter looks warily at the boy for a moment, then flips his page, begins a new headline, "Little redneck kills beloved family pet."
Hello, Huntsville. Great to be here. And what about that John Tooling, huh? Has he got the pulse of the public?
Little redneck.
You want to do it again? You really?
No.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I keep this?
Use that. At parties and things. Yeah. That's going to come in handy. At least while you're here. Otherwise, it's going to fall kind of flat, I think. Well, welcome to beautiful North Alabama, ladies and gentlemen. The 51st state, North Alabama. And the only state of mine in the Union. North Alabama, of course, encompassing most of Huntsville and Madison. Starts at Governor's Drive, goes as far north as Hazel Green, west to Athens, east to Gurley. North Alabama. The semi-autonomous People's Republic of North Alabama. Actually, more than semi-autonomous, because you can't tell rocket scientists what to do. Unless you're Wernher von Braun, I guess
right.
He could, but
right.
He had that little, you know, from the old country thing. No one says it doesn't take a rocket scientist here. That's a phrase that doesn't exist here. The only place like this is the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, where it is brain surgery. And everyone here, of course, the offspring of Wernher von Braun, the Genghis Khan of North Alabama. Check your genome, he's there. He populated this area single-handedly. I don't know if you know that. Wernher, of course, fleeing the oppression of Nazis who wanted him to be more active in the party, came here, spawned a breed of super engineers for the 1,000-year mission control. He swapped out accents by the second generation, with only the occasional heel click and goose step, so that was pretty good. Anybody ask, Wernher said he was from Tijuana. Which technically he was. They brought him in.
Right.
Used to say the SS tattoo meant super speedway. That was a good one. He went out of his way to leave the past behind, even founding the Reformed Temple here. That's kind of an amazing fact that a lot of people don't know. The conservatives, he couldn't abide. He'd leave them alone, too. Really the founder of the University of Alabama, Huntsville, as well, actually. The man behind sort of bringing it here and making it happen. Because they needed the cheap labor, ladies and gentlemen, that only a university can provide. Couldn't just march into Tennessee and grab them like they did in the old days. You know, that's graduate students, you know, they have no rights, so that's cool. And they brought in an eclectic group of people, too, to Huntsville. And despite George Wallace standing on the launch pad trying to prevent it, and the Saturn, huh? You never see thrust like that again. The Aries is a pencil booster by comparison to the Saturn, boy. I mean, millions of pounds of thrust, and then you drive home 231 just spent afterwards. Kids today, they don't appreciate that kind of thrust, you know. So it wasn't easy, though. The first V2s that they launched here actually inevitably headed for London. You You know, when the Russians and the Americans were dividing up the German scientists, Werner and his group ran to the American side and said, V2! And the rest is history. And a little Walt Disney on the side. Still see a few Saturns around, actually, because they don't use salt on here, so they last.
Right.
You know. 35-foot in diameter, you put a couple of them together, and you got a double wide in Wedowee. Or Renfro, if you prefer. Fine. Okay, whatever. Amazing thing is they put a man on the moon using only Atari technology. You know, just the same technology that produced Pong. Put a man on the moon. That's actually astounding when you think about it. Imagine what they could do with a PS3, you know, in those days. Saturn technology was not rivaled again until Mercedes came in. Many of the same German parts, as a matter of fact. Anyway, today it's the Iron Bowl, and what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be tailgating in Tuscaloosa at this point, or getting pliant and Bryant? The mayor actually was going to come, but it's 2.5 hours even with the motorcycle escort, you know, so she didn't think she could squeeze it in. And I don't want to get in the middle of this. It's essentially a family feud, so I'll just say, Roll Tigers! Nicely finessing that.
Nicely done.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, in the news, bucking national trends, Democrats get only as high as lieutenant governor in Alabama. Highlights of the political season include somebody named Twinkle making cracks about being gay. The candidate for Chief Justice singing This Little Light of Mine. A candidate for governor running on the considerable strength of her boobs. Her words, not mine, and hers, her boobs as well. As opposed to the other boobs. It's a fairly good campaign, I thought. Bob Riley being reelected a governor of Mercedes. And Loretta Spencer, mayor of Embassy Suites. So that's... We can see Embassy Suites from our Holiday Inn. Yes, it's a very nice sight indeed.
Beautiful sight.
Yeah. Someday we hope to qualify for the Embassy Suites. On a national level, Bob Riley might run for George Allen now that there's an opening. More and more people are lining up in support of Coach Mike Shula, although nobody asked, so that's worrisome, really. So, actually, most of the support seems to come from Auburn, as a matter of fact. Alabama needs a win in today's game to even be considered for the Poinsettia Bowl. Which actually is a bowl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, San Diego, I think it is, or somewhere. I'm not sure where. The Chick-fil-A. Forget it. Not going to happen. Weed Whacker. Could be the Weed Whacker this year. At Auburn, last year's holiday tree lighting has been changed. This year will be known as the Christmas Like It or Not tree lighting. They're tired of calling it a holiday.
That's
it's Christmas.
Right.
It's a Christmas tree. Cards will still say Merry Christmas with an asterisk, however, so... the Trinity Town Council meets underneath old Alabama 24 to discuss sinkhole problems. Decatur to beautify exit on Alabama 67, despite the fact that it leads to Priceville. More wildlife than reckoned for at the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge. Said they were birding, and I believe them. Something about an ivory-billed woodpecker or something like that. But, you know, principals need field trips, too. I
yes.
Really think. All work, no play.
No play.
Yes. After the leak, Madison is getting $2.25 a gallon for city water. The Marshall Space Center is getting a little antsy about this moon project, and it will attempt to shoot the moon just for the heck of it. What's one more crater, really? President Bush, of course, says the biggest challenge in returning to the moon, getting there when it's full. Try and hit a crescent. It's almost impossible.
That's right.
The new generation of spacecraft designated Ares, despite the Dodge of the same name I used to own. The city of Madison bans parking in the front yard unless you use the back door, which would make it then the backyard. Okay. Cars in the yard more than one generation will be grandfathered in, however. Because it's nice to have several generations of cars in the yard. It's a sense of history. Huntsville to annex part of the Redstone Arsenal and convert rockets to solid fuel condos. Booster is very excited about the plan. ARAB. Is it ARAB? That's what I was afraid of. Well, anyway, ARAB fails to approve alcohol sales but does not bother to ban wet T-shirt contests because who's going to do that sober? I'd like to meet her, frankly. And Alabama to add God Bless America to a license plate that already includes Stars Fell Over Alabama, Heart of Dixie, Farming Feeds, Choose Life, Cattlemen Do It with Prods, Don't Bother Me, I'm Looking for Wild Turkey, Save the Cahaba, Ricky Bobby Lives, Take a Kid Fishing Whether He Wants to or Not, Battle of the Bulge, and I Mean the War, Square Dancers, Trade Partners, It Is Rocket Science, Jimmy Johnson, Eat My Dust, I'll Give You a Banjo on Your Knee, Dillard's, The Style of Your Life, Fear the Thumb, and Thank God for Mississippi. Thank you, and that's all the news. That is it. Can you imagine the size of a plate? I mean, that's going to be a big tag.